The church is open daily from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for visitors if there are no services or other ceremonies taking place. The parish of Bad Bramstedt was first mentioned in 1316 during the occasion of separating the land between the Holstein Earls. In approximate 1260, the church in cross form with a rectangular brick hall was constructed. The tower was re-erected in 1635 and 1636. During the next two centuries, the church underwent substantial restructuring. The southern portals were closed and the church received neo-Gothic windows and an eastern porch. The interior was equipped with galleries. During the last renovation in 1876, the up to then open painted roof bars were closed with a flat plaster ceiling towards the inside of the church. During the pre-investigations for the complete restoration in 1990 and 1991, they discovered amazing panel painting at the galleries, as well as hints to the coloring of the ceiling and to the original floor covering of the church. The church's oldest exhibit is the bronze baptismal font resting on three carrier figures of the 14th century. The baptismal basin, made of brass with a star and a pearl chain, dates back to the year 1663. The three-winged Gothic carved altar from the second half of the 14th century includes a picture of the Lord's Supper in the predella, as well as eight oil paintings of Jesus Christ's Passion. In the upper parts you will find Christ and Maria under handmade arches flanked by two female saints and the apostles. This is closed by a painted finial consisting of fruit bundles, flowers and volutes originating in the late Renaissance. The church's patron saint, Maria Magdalena, is portrayed in a statue most probably originating in the 16th century. The paintings on the gallery show various biblical scenes that are quite impressive, inviting the visitor to have a longer and closer view of it. They can be traced back to the early Baroque. You can find more information about this in the illustrated Bible in the anteroom of the church.